This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Chris Halpern. Thousands of Afghans rushed into the tarmac of Kabul's international airport, some so desperate to escape the Taliban capture of their country that they held on to the American military jet as it took off and they plunged to death. U.S. officials said the chaos at the airport left at least seven people dead, according to the Associated Press. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden will return to the White House from Camp David on Monday to deliver remarks on Afghanistan. That is expected in the afternoon. In remarks at a U.N. Security Council meeting, Afghan Ambassador Ghulam Isakzai says people in the Afghan capital fear for their lives.
Kabul residents are reporting the Taliban have already started house-to-house searches in some neighborhoods, registering names and looking for people in their target list. There are already reports of target killings and looting in the city. Kabul residents are living in absolute fear right now.
The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the nation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan during these pivotal days. He called on the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Haitians are searching for survivors and the dead in collapsed buildings following the powerful earthquake over the weekend. The search continues as hospitals overflow with patients. Officials have raised the death toll from Saturday's earthquake to at least 1,297, and the devastation could soon worsen. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.